are back with another episode because, like we said, we are back for good and we are going to try really hard to, you know, stay on top of this game.
Yes. Yes, we are. And I feel like that deserves a woo. If you've missed it, our woohoos in October are going to be ghosty woohoos.
They're going to be spooky.
Yes, they are spooky woohoos. We are the cool kids, okay?
We promise we won't do this for every holiday because honestly, I don't know how we would make it work for Thanksgiving unless we were like gobbling like turkeys.
I'm not doing that. I did it with my kids when they were little. I'm not doing it with you.
But if you all know a way we could do it that's not gobbling like a turkey to make it thematic, you let us know.
We if would this like is something you desperately need to hear us do.
Right. If this is just floating your boat, we are here for you. Oh, gosh. So tonight we are back today, whatever time of day you're listening to this in the afternoon, who knows? We are back at you talking about some of our favorite things in the whole world. We're talking about movies. Woo!
Woo! You love us because we're dorky.
Yes, that's why you all tune in every day. So this week we are, since it's Halloween, or well, it's October, which is basically Halloween, right?
Right.
Like the whole month is Halloween. We are talking about our list that we have put out. If you've been following us on social media, and why have you not been if you aren't following us on social media? We have released a list of 31 movies to watch during the month of October that are actually 99% Halloween themed.
No, they all have something to do with Halloween.
Yeah. They're like, you know, they all have something to do with magic or ghosts or like spooky, witchy stuff that happens during the month of October. So if you are not following us on social media, you need to be doing that. We are at Can You Not Cast across all of the things because we are ridiculously easy to find. And then you can save that little graphic with all those movies and start watching them. And then tell us what a good job we do at picking out movies for you.
So I don't even know where to start with this list of movies, to be honest. They're all super good.
So good. Yeah, and one name you're not going to hear us talk about, well, minus like right now, throughout this episode is Tim Burton, because we're going to have a whole Tim Burton episode. It might even be later this week. I don't remember when we're going to talk about him, but it's coming up. So we're not really going to talk about the Tim Burton movies. So as you're listening, don't be offended when he doesn't get mentioned, because he's going to get mentioned. He's going to get a whole episode just about little old him. So calm down.
He's like our favorite. So, you know.
Well, he's like the king of Halloween. So
he is, especially since, you know, because we weren't talking about horror movies this month. I love horror movies. Leanne's kind of a chicken.
I am. I'm a scaredy cat.
But there's so much more to Halloween movies than there are horror movies. And there's movies that I could have put on the list that wouldn't have qualified as scary. Movies like The Devil Doll and White Zombie from the 30s. Those wouldn't qualify as scary. I love those movies, by the way. If you guys want to watch like old, like basically pre-code era horror movies, check out White Zombie and Devil Doll. I love both of them. But it doesn't have to be scary to be Halloween.
Yes.
We wanted to talk about the joys of Halloween, the things that just, I don't know, they're just joyful.
Yeah. Yeah. And like when you download our list, when you save the little image for yourself, you'll notice there are some scary-ish movies on there, like some rated R movies, a little more on the scary side. But for the most part, I mean, I watch these movies.
If Leanne watches them, we're good.
Yeah, so I can watch it and sleep well at night. Anyone can watch them and sleep well at night. I promise you. So, yeah, there's a lot of good ones on here. And you guys, we cannot stress this enough. You need to follow us on social media. We're not just saying that because we want followers. We say that because we really want to know, like, what you guys love and what you all want to hear and stuff like that. Because we actually had people help us craft this list from our social media. Like, we asked and people were like, oh, what about this movie? And what about that movie? So, you know, follow us because we want to love what you love.
Yeah, and yes, we totally do. And I want somebody to come up with some gleeful Halloween movie I've not seen yet.
Yes, please. If you know one out there that's not on here, tell us. Although I do think there's a couple on here. I know for sure we talked about that Deirdre has not seen, and one made me very offended.
Yeah, there's one for sure on this list I've not seen. Yeah, there's one I've not seen on this list that I've never heard of. There's another one that I just somehow... Well, we'll talk about that. Let's talk about the one that Deirdre, the lover of all things Halloween and vampires, has not seen.
Okay, go for it.
Believe it or not, I had a huge vampire obsession pre-Sparkly Vampire era. Sorry, Twilight fans. I'm not a fan of Sparkly Vampires.
Deirdre would not let me add Twilight. I wasn't really serious when I said it. But I was like, we can always add Twilight. And she's like, absolutely not. Yeah,
not happening. All the vampire movies out there, I love. That one really killed vampires for me. But... you know, it's with all of I'm the weirdo that loves, I've loved Halloween since I was a kid. I watched horrible horror movies when I was little that like no preschooler should ever watch, but I loved them. But somehow I have in my life missed seeing Lost Boys. I've just never seen it. I don't know. It's I've never deliberately sought it out and I've never just stumbled across it. I've just never seen Lost Boys.
I am like almost offended that you have never seen Lost Boys. Like, it's
weird
that
I love
that movie. It is weird that you haven't. It is real weird that you haven't. So yeah, so I feel like we need to I think as this episode is airing for all of you to hear, I am coming back from Denver from school. I know you are all real sick and tired of hearing Leanne talking, but I'm going to Denver. This is my last year of school, so I'm almost done. You won't ever have to hear. Well, you might have to hear me say that again. But I think as you hear this episode, I am coming back from Denver. But once I am back, we are going to plan a night and we are going to all watch Lost Boys together, Deirdre included. So she can have her first time watching Lost Boys. And she's going to lie and tell Leanne that she loves it, even if she doesn't.
Even if I don't. Well, I have to see it through the lens of it being a dated movie. So I have to accept it for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's so y'all know my dirty secret now. I've never seen Lost Boys.
I cannot believe you've never seen Lost Boys.
Put me in the corner and shame me. I accept it.
Get out. Now hiring a new co-host.
Because your spooky friend has never seen Lost Boys. Oh my goodness. Well, seriously, y'all have no idea how obsessed I am with all things Halloween and I've never seen Lost Boys.
So offended. There is one vampire movie on here that I know we have both seen a million times.
Were we going to talk about the vampire, the movie that's responsible for my love of vampire movies?
Well, I assume it's the one that we're going to talk about. And I feel like we've talked about it multiple times.
Oh, we have.
On this episode, on this state channel, whatever we call this. On this podcast. So, yeah, but you're all just going to have to suck it up and listen to us talk about it again because it's our favorite. And I've even read this book multiple times because I just love this story.
I have not, and I'm ashamed of myself. I want to start at the beginning, so I don't know where to start because it's an overwhelming amount of books to read.
Yeah, I actually started with this one and then jumped. Oh, I guess we could tell you all. Because there's a very good chance there's somebody new who has does not know what we're talking about. Interview with the Vampire, which was a novel written by Anne Rice, who is amazing. I think I've read just about all the Anne Rice things, I think. But it's such a good book. And then the movie came out like mid-90s, mid to late 90s. I don't remember what
like when 94, year it actually was. 95, yeah. Something like that.
Starred Brad Pitt, love of our life, one of our loves of our life. Oh, Brad. And Tom Cruise, which actually, this is one of my favorite Tom Cruise movies, and I'm not a huge Tom Cruise fan.
He's, you know, he's disappointingly not pretty in it, though.
No, he's not.
I really don't find him pretty in this movie, which is odd, but...
Yeah. Well, and Anne Rice actually didn't even want Tom Cruise to be in the movie. Little really? Fun fact. Yeah, I don't know who, I don't know if I ever heard who she wanted to be listed at, but it was not Tom Cruise.
I thought he did all right at playing the part. I just didn't like the look they gave him.
Yeah.
But yeah. Still, it is an amazing movie. And I know we've talked about it before, but that scene where Brad Pitt's like in the sewer and he's all like dripping wet.
Yeah. And his eyes are so freaking blue, like so blue in that movie, like the entire movie. Oh gosh, that's such a good movie.
We will take any opportunity we can to revisit this movie, you guys.
We can. We'll watch it again and again and again. At one time, I know there was a rumor they were going to do an Interview with the Vampire television series, I believe. Which obviously would not star Brad Pitt, which is disappointing, but that's okay. Because he's not a vampire in real life.
So he does age and such.
He doesn't quite look like he did back then. But I think that'd be really interesting. Because, I mean, Anne Rice, if you've ever read any of her vampire novels, like, it is really a whole universe that she created for herself. I'm going to take a moment and just fangirl. So just bear with me, everybody. And so I feel like it would really carve itself out well for kind of like, I never watched Game of Thrones. I know, gasp. Horror. but I feel like it could carve itself out well for that kind of like a series of just like, you know, seasons of
that. Not that we are comparing it in any way to Game of Thrones, because it is not.
No. Yeah, so, you know, Anne Rice fans, don't come at us. Game of Thrones fans, don't come at us. It was just the best comparison I could make.
Right.
we could
you know, we probably at some point should have done just a whole episode about Interview with the Vampire.
We should. We'll add it to our list. So next Halloween, tune in.
We've had a lot of minutes on this show, so
yeah, we will talk all about Interview with the Vampire. For those of you who don't know, the first time I watched Interview with the Vampire, I was like 10 or 11, I think. And it was, we'll just tell the story again because it's such a good story. And it makes everyone laugh. So my mom and dad, like, obviously since I was a child, they didn't want me to just go in and watch it, you know, like all on our own, my brother and I. And so they watched it first and then we watched it as a family. And I don't even remember why we were watching it, like why we wanted to watch it. I feel like it was something my brother had read the book for some advanced schooling thing. I don't remember. Anyway, so there was one part where, like, every time we would watch it, because it became my friend Jenny's and mine favorite movies. We wanted to watch it all of the time. And like, but every time we could only watch it with my mom and dad. And there would be a moment where they'd be like, well, we need to pause and we're going to take a snack break and a potty break and then we'll come back. And so we would like, okay, and go right off and do it and come back and pick up the movie where it left off. Well, one night, Jen and I, when we were like 14, you know, super mature adults at this point in our life, older than we should have been to realize this was going on, we decided, because I think my mom and dad were at a Christmas party or something. And so we were at my house having a slumber party. And we're like, we're going to watch Interview with the Vampire. I watched it all the way through. Little did we know this entire time, my mom and dad were cutting out a whole part of the movie where this woman gets, like, eaten on stage at this play. And we were like, what is happening?
I feel like your parents made that scene more traumatic than it really is, just because all those years you didn't know it was there.
I know. I think so, too. Because we still, like, that scene is burned in my eternal memory. Like, it's going to be, like, in my obituary when I die when I'm 112. Like,
the theater scene of Interview with the Vampire.
Guard her for life. But Brad Pitt sure was pretty.
And overall, I think of that scene as just another part of the movie. It's not even that, like, relevant, I guess. I mean, it is because it shows, like, cruelty and stuff. But it's not that relevant. So the fact that it sticks with you, I really think is your parents' fault. So
in their effort to protect me, they did more harm than good.
They did. They meant well.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're talking about vampire movies. We have another one on the list. Well, no, I see two more on the list right off that I just absolutely, absolutely adore. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, I think, is one of the most underrated 90s movies.
Yes!
I love Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That movie may have been, in a small part, responsible for my drive to be a high school cheerleader. Because I just absolutely loved her so much. And again, I'm going to offend a whole bunch of people when they took that movie that, isn't it based on a comic book?
I think so. It's either based on a comic book or another book. I don't know. We'll do the research and tell you all.
We hope.
We hope we remember.
But they took this movie that was, it really was a silly glueful. It felt like the earlier comic book movies. It was kind of gleeful. It was, you know, it was just, I don't know. It was bright and kind of silly. And then they turned it into a TV show that was really, in my mind, disappointing. As much as I love Sarah Michelle, they really killed Buffy the Vampire Slayer when they made that show. And so many people don't even know the movie exists now.
Yeah, I do. Like, when you do search Buffy the Vampire Slayer, TV show does come up. I actually did not mind the TV show. I watched it for a really long time. I think towards, like, the middle to end of the run of the show, I gave up on it. But I used to like the TV show. It's what made me a Sarah Michelle Gellar fan, I think. But yeah, I mean, they're two totally different.
They are.
Genres of things. They just share a name. It's really
like if you took Sabrina the Teenage Witch of the 90s and the Sabrina the Teenage Witch that just came out on Netflix and tried to call them the same thing. They're not.
Yeah.
It's exactly like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, I think it, you know, I guess whatever floats your boat again, like some people, I mean, I think you can love both of them for what they are, but I do think, you know, yeah, they're just not the same. So if you have never seen the movie, the Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and you see it on our list, you're like, oh my gosh, I love that TV show. Don't expect it to be like the TV show. That's all we're going to leave you with there.
It's delightful and you must see it.
Yes, it is. I'm like scrolling through the list really fast, trying to pick out my, like, oh my gosh, we have to talk about Ghostbusters.
Oh, Leanne always wants to talk about Ghostbusters.
I do always want to talk about Ghostbusters. And you'll notice when you download the list, like you all are going to do, like good little kids, so you can watch our movies with us. we didn't specify which Ghostbusters. Presumably, most people will watch the one with, like, Bill Murray and Danny Aykroyd and all of them. And I actually love that movie. That's, like, the one I know I'll watch for sure, too. But if you are also a huge fan of the newer one or just a fan of the newer one, watch that one, too. I don't discriminate. Who wants to go watch Ghostbusters? Watch it.
I know a lot of people hated that new one, but we didn't.
I am not a fragile white man who can't handle women being Ghostbusters. Just gonna say. So, I'm just gonna say it. Somebody needs to.
I just need a timeout now.
No, like, it just honestly, so I'm gonna defend that movie for a moment. Because when I heard it came out, and that's when everyone lost their minds, like, it blew up that how dare they, like, and we all know that if they had picked males, like male counterparts for the, from the 80s, you know, like to be exactly the same, no one would have raised that big of a fuss. The biggest issue was that they made the Ghostbusters female. But for someone like me, who I grew up on Ghostbusters and I had all of the toys and all of the books, I watched the cartoon. I used to play Ghostbusters, like, with my cousins and with my friends. I wanted to be a freaking Ghostbuster. To know that they were going to make one that was all female cast, like, just made my little heart sing. Like, made five-year-old Leanne so freaking excited, because that was like a dream come true. Like, I actually really appreciate that movie. Is it better than the 80s one? No. I think that could also just be nostalgia on my part, that the 80s one has like such a place in my heart.
No, that movie had a lot to live up to. It's realistically not good. It had a lot to live up to. That movie, the original was outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it wasn't a bad movie.
No. So, like I said, if you, you know, and I know I threw all white males under the bus, so I apologize to you out there who can handle it. But for those of you with your little fragile egos who hear Melissa McCarthy is a Ghostbuster and start whining about it, we're probably not the podcast to listen to. First of all,
we're probably not.
And second of all, just go watch the old one. Like, nobody's making you watch the new one. So
we just want to give the new one credit where credit's due.
Yes. Well, so yeah.
I feel like this is a really good excuse to talk about badass women, even though we have Buffy the Vampire Slayer, who is a badass woman.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of movies on here that were either written by badass women, like Frankenstein, written by Mary Shelley. That movie is so good. The book is so good. Like, you guys. And side note about Frankenstein, Leanne's nerd is coming way out now, guys. if your theater, your major movie theater, wherever you are, shows the Fathom events or National Theater Live events, every once in a while, they will release the play version of Frankenstein starring Benedict Cumberbatch, who I love, and Johnny Lee Miller. And you have to see both of them because they'll show it two nights because they swap roles. So one night, one is the creature and one is Dr. Frankenstein, and then they swap it for the next night. So you have to see it both times because you have to see them both in each role. But it is incredible. It is incredible.
Leanne is dying to get me to this, guys.
Oh my gosh. They're not released. I haven't seen it being released for this year. And I don't think it is because we're running out of time. But
yeah, they should have scheduled it before now.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of badass women on this list. Elvira is, in my opinion, very much a badass woman.
Yeah, she was our woman crush Wednesday for the first week in October, y'all.
She was. What better way to start the month than with Elvira, Mistress of the Dark? She's amazing. And she is how old and still crazy sexy? How old is that woman?
I don't know.
She's in her 70s.
Well, Google.
And I can't for the life of me remember what her real name is. Cassandra something.
Yeah, I feel like she just posted something on Twitter the other day. Like, that was her actual, like, her photo without all the makeup. Like, she's 68 years old.
You see a lot more of it now, 68? Yeah. You see a lot more of her, selfies and stuff without the makeup, without the wig and things like that. But, I mean, she is still that person, she's still very much, right. Her character is a huge part of her. And She is an ultimate badass woman. Carrie is also a badass woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't. Did you ever see this one? Did you ever see Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies?
I have not seen it yet.
Oh my gosh! So Pride and Prejudice is one of my favorite books. Mr. Darcy, where are you? I'm just waiting. but oh, I cannot remember the author's name. But a while ago, an author, and I'll look up his name and link it somewhere across our social medias later, rewrote Pride and Prejudice and threw in zombies. And he's done this with a lot of books. He also wrote Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Slayer. But it is such, like, I mean, it's just amazing because he keeps it so true to the essence of Pride and Prejudice, but there's just zombies in there. So Elizabeth Bennet, who is already a badass female character in books, is even more badass because now she's like out there kicking ass and killing zombies. It is just so good. It's so entertaining. And if you watch it through the credits, there's this creepiest soundtrack of like little children singing Ring Around the Rosies, and it'll just give you like chills. It is so creepy.
I thought we were telling people this wasn't scary. This is not scary.
It's not scary. It's just creepy. Like, my friend and I went and saw it in the theater. And so we were just, because, I mean, we're Marvel movie kids. So, you know, we're just programmed to sit through any, you know, credits that there are. And we're sitting there watching, and they start singing Ring Around the Rosie. And we're like, yeah, we're good. We're done. Thanks. Let's go. Like, we don't need to listen to this. And then I think just because we'll be here all night if you guys let us, we'll just keep talking about movies forever and ever and ever. But I feel like we have to end our movie discussion with the three most coolest badass witches in the world. We have to end it with the Sanderson sisters and Hocus Pocus, right? Like, isn't that a requirement for Halloween episode?
So let me ask you, which one, I know we have an entire episode coming up about which movie character we are and such, but which Sanderson sister would you be? Which one do you think you are?
I am, oh goodness.
I've always known which one I am.
Which one are you? You go first.
I would be Sarah Sanderson. I am definitely the Sarah Jessica Parker, the ditzy one, the one that sings songs. I am absolutely, that is absolutely who I am. I know.
I feel like just based on my personality, even though I love Mary, who is Kathy Najimy's character, I'm probably definitely a Winifred.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because you're just gonna take charge of the situation. And
yeah, because I'm very bossy, y'all. Like, it's just in my nature. You guys have heard us talk about this on this episode, on like episodes before, that it's just kind of in my nature to be like, this is what we're doing and we're gonna do it now and it's gonna be great and everyone's gonna love it. And
she's not bossy, she's a leader.
I am a leader. But I'm much nicer than
than Winifred. I would hope so. I would hope you think of yourself as nicer than Winnie Sanderson.
Yes. Actually, I feel like I'm Max's little sister. That's who I am. Aww. I'm Annie. That's probably much more my speed.
No, I get Winnie. Mm-hmm. I get Winnie. You can be Winnie. We need to find ourselves a Mary now, then.
We do need to find ourselves a Mary.
Who wants to be our Mary?
Yes. If you're out there and you want to come be our Mary, we'll do a Halloween costume. We'll do a group costume.
We'd be so cute. We'd be adorable.
Yes.
Not that we're not always adorable, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
We love ourselves here at Can You Not Judge Us? We don't hate on ourselves, so we're adorable.
Yes. And so if you ever need some love to help to, you know, like, get a little mood boost, seek us out. We'll tell you that you're adorable.
You're adorable and you're awesome, and we love you, and we do. We We love that. If you guys know Leanne and I personally, we are constantly tagging each other and you've got this, you're the bestest.
Yeah.
And so we promise we will absolutely build you up.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That's the thing we should bring back. Do y'all remember Motivational Mondays?
With the little booster quotes? That.
Yeah. I don't even know if that's like a major tag anymore on Monday mornings, but we will bring it back. We'll bring it back in style. We'll start motivating all of you on Monday.
We might build our motivation before Monday and just post it on Monday. Full disclosure.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. I mean, Mondays. Whew, okay.
We need motivation too, guys.
Yes. But we want to know, like, we have many more movies that we could talk about, but we've actually talked longer than we have for the last few episodes. So we're going to try to not be here for 5 hours talking about movies, although we could.
Yes, we could.
Yes. And actually, y'all, we want to know what you're thinking, because you know we love movies. Like, I mean, I would hope you would all know that
by now. We're not sure what you're doing here if you don't know that.
Yeah, like, we really love movies. And we love to go see movies. And then Deirdre and I will, like, talk about movies off recording nonstop. Like,
oh, yeah. We have big opinions.
We do. And so we thought, doesn't everyone want to hear our opinions? Doesn't everyone care about what we have to say all of the time and what we think about all of the things?
Okay, now let's pack this. This kind of sort of started because there was actually a quote, and of all places, I heard the quote, and I don't know if it originates there or not, but I heard it on Mad Men, of all places, that says, pick a job that you want and become the person that does it. Mm-hmm. Well, and I got to thinking, Leanne and I would love to watch movies for a living. We would love to be the people that just watch movies all the time. And then why can't we be the people that does that job? So, what do you think? Do you want to hear Leanne and D film reviews?
Wouldn't that be great? We actually have
see our pretty faces.
We would, because we actually have our YouTube channel. We nabbed the name. Don't go there because there's nothing there. You're going to be sorely disappointed if you hop over there now. It's going to be a whole lot of nothing. But yeah, we're going to do it. But we want to know what you all think too. We want to know what movies you guys want us to review for you. We know Joker is coming out. It's out now by the time you all hear this. We've talked about Adam's Family. There's quite a few good ones coming out though. Yeah. We're gonna do it. It's gonna be great.
It is.
You're all gonna love it.
Yes, it is. You guys, we'll have fun. We'll have fun.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah.
And again, we'd love to hear your input on what you'd like to see us do.
Yes.
Even if it's an old one, we'll review old movies. We're good with that. Yeah. You've heard how we talk about Interview with the Vampire.
Oh my gosh. It'll be a bonus Halloween episode, is us just watching and reviewing Interview with the Vampire.
Be the world's longest movie review.
It's gonna be a lot of like, Brad Pitt is so pretty. We just love him so much. Leanne is scarred for life.
Even if Brad Pitt was not absolutely the most beautiful thing about that movie, it'd still be a good movie, guys. For some reason, you are unsighted and you don't know how pretty Brad Pitt is, it is still a wonderful movie.
Yes, it is a very good movie, and the book is also good. The book is long. So I would suggest watching the movie just for time's sake.
Even though the movie in and of itself is a little on the long side too.
Yeah. So anyway, as we go right back into Interview with the Vampire for another 20 minutes.
So what not Interview with the Vampire movie would you guys like to see us review?
Yes. And what Halloween movies do you love? Like we said, we didn't talk about all of them. We're going to talk about Tim Burton all by himself at a later date. This month,
so excited
for that. So excited. Oh, so good.
Hopefully that one doesn't run for 3 hours.
Well, we'll see. We make no promises around here. D, How do you like your Halloween movies? Are you a scaredy cat like me? Or are you a horror fan like Deirdre and think the scarier the better? Let us know. You won't change my mind. I'm just going to say that now. I don't like being scared, but I respect people who do like being scared. So good for you.
I just don't make her be scared. I will pre-screen movies for Leanne. She will. If they're on the edge, I will pre-screen them for her to say, you can watch it. No, don't watch
it. Yeah, there's a movie. I don't even remember what movie it was now, but it came out like a couple of years ago. And one friend of mine was like, no, you should go see it. It's so good. And it's really not that scary. And I was like, well, maybe I'll go see it. And Deirdre's like, don't see that movie.
I know exactly what movie it was. It was A Quiet Place.
Yes, that's what it was.
It was such a good movie, but it was so psychologically driven, you wouldn't sleep. Yeah. Don't watch it.
So I was like, okay, not going to see that one. So anyway, let us know your thoughts and opinions. Make sure you are following us everywhere. We are on Instagram and the Twitter and Facebook. We only say Twitter as the Twitter because we're 90-year-olds.
And we it brings us joy to say it like 90-year-old women.
It does. So follow us on the Twitter. We've actually really been really active on Twitter. So that's where you should probably follow us first. We're on Facebook. We have a Facebook page and a Facebook group called Judgy Face Squad. So join us there. And we're also on Pinterest. And we can be found at Can You Not Cast across all of the things.
Except Snapchat.
Oh, yeah, no Snapchat. Because we don't understand it because we're 90. And not cool enough to know what to do with Snapchat. No, if you can teach us how to Snapchat, volunteer. Show us what to do. Teach us how to be Snapchatters. I don't know what you call them.
How to enjoy it, maybe. I don't know, because I use it. I just am not. We are going down a rabbit hole again.
We are.
This episode has been all over the place, guys, and we thank you so much for hanging with us for this long, because we've been all over the map, and I am super tired, and I think Leanne is super tired, and we're everywhere, so thank you for hanging with us this time.
Yes. And we love you, and we will talk to you all soon, and you're amazing. And should we give one more spooky woo before we go? Ready?
Always one more spooky woo. Woo!
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye, guys.